Well, as you know, we started voter registration on Monday last week. At the beginning, we had some teething problems of machines and also getting the machines to the right places. And of course, in places like the coast, there was fear by people who are going to register voters of threats from MRC. But those threats have really evaporated, and we've had very good collaboration from the security. The only problem is that we are noticing that it's the elderly who are turning up to register. The youth are yet to come out and register. Many of them are saying they either don't have national identification certificates, cards, or they're saying that they're still waiting for their cards. We've talked to the chiefs and also the ministry in charge of registration of persons, and we've been assured their cards are being channeled out. I visited several areas, including Garsen, where I noticed that the chiefs were collecting IDs, quite a number of uncollected IDs. But the attitude is usually the one of the Kenyans have is to turn up the last minute. So we're telling them, please turn up in large numbers. The rains are about to start, so please don't wait until it's difficult for us to reach you. We've got enough sufficient equipment to be able to register all the Kenyans. Our target is 18 million. We're moving from 12.4 we had during the referendum. The minister in charge of registration of persons has agreed that use old IDs. So people with old IDs are also going to be registered. So please come out in large numbers and register.
So far that you've made, or the IEBC has made efforts to encourage Kenyans to turn out to vote, what has been their response, and what do you attribute to the delay specifically?
Well, we've had voter education. As you know, the money spent on voter education is really limited. So we have two voter educators per ward going around trying to persuade the people moving from door to door. But as usual, Kenyans wait until the last minute to, and then they do a rush to get registered. We have sufficient equipment on the ground, and we've tackled the problems of machines that were hanging, and there were issues of passwords. Of course, there were also rumors that the scanners, hand scanners for fingerprint reading, that caused cancer. So there's an advert in the Today's Star that says these machines are not harmful.
Well, Ambassador Nzibo, there have been a few security challenges in parts of the country. Some Kenyans expressed concern that this security challenge could hamper or prevent prospective voters from registering. How is the IEBC addressing this concern in coordination with the security agencies?
Of course, there have been security challenges in Tana River, recently in Garissa, and also in Baragoi, where over 40 policemen were killed. People, of course, have stayed away. We're talking to the local politicians. We're talking to the local leaders, the elders, to try and urge people to come out and register. We're getting MPs and members of council from Tana River talking to those who have run away into other districts to go and persuade their people to come back and register and exercise their democratic rights. The limitations of voter importation, but you know, the law now allows you to register anywhere in Kenya.
Now, so what is the IEBC's assurances to these Kenyans, albeit to ensure that they vote, they register on time, and that their vitals will be taken, and that voting will be easier for them if they register rather than stay late, as the attitude you described?
I've been all over the coast, including going up to the Taita Hills and going to places like borders with Tanzania, Taveta, and also Lungalunga. And in most of these places, the machines are idle. We are telling people, and also we're telling the chiefs, to use the local gatherings called barazas to try and mobilize voters to count. And also we're working together with the Ministry of Registration of Persons to ensure those who don't have, especially the youth, national identification cards, do get them. We are also getting additional funding from people like USAID in order to increase voter education, mobilize people through the media and also through public gatherings in order for us to meet the targets. We're also moving to where people are, in markets, in churches, in mosques, try and register as many people as possible. So we are saying this work cannot be left to IEBC alone. We need to get everybody involved. We have very good assistance from the administration and also from the security personnel. Security is guaranteed, so there are no fears in areas where MRC was a threat. People are registering. We're asking the officers where it is secure to open for longer hours, because there are people who go to work from 8 to 5, and the only time they can register is after 5. So the regional coordinators are meeting right now in Nakuru to review the performance of the first week. We have only been able to achieve 75% of our target.